student mobility in exchange long precedes the new Colombo plan. So we've heard from two universities, but to put it in context, I'd love to hear from Brian from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, who will speak about the new Colombo plan at that big picture level. So, okay. Brian.
Thank you. I don't have a PowerPoint presentation, but I do have a speech, but I will not talk to the speech. I will talk to the key points captured in that speech. Thank you, Kent. From a Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade perspective, we are actually at that point now where 5 years into the program, we're looking at what Jeremy's pointed out, that is to create the linkages and join the dots. What does this really mean for inbound, outbound? When I talk about inbound, we talk about the Australia Awards, which in itself has quite a unique brand and is well known. The new Colombo plan, arguably, is also a unique brand, and I'm sure a number of us know how important the new Colombo plan is. What I do know is many foreign governments ask us for this model outside of the Asia-Pacific region. I'm talking Latin America, Central and South America. You know, so there's a whole range of foreign governments really interested in this program. As a member of the new Colombo plan team, one of the most important things that my section does is actually work with employers in the private sector. Now, our minister has basically given us a directive to say, in order for this program to become, her words, you know, longevity, and we need partners like universities and the private sector. We couldn't do it without that joint collaboration. I mean, we need, you know, obviously we want to give the students and the scholars the single most important experience of studying and working. I guess one of the things that we're now starting to focus on is to look at what is the role of the private sector and how can they ensure that they come on board as a partner, ensuring that the scholars, the NCP scholars and the mobility students have that shared experience. And so we've had any number of organizations, and I will highlight a couple of examples. But I guess for us, the challenge of tomorrow, decision makers and leaders from academia, from government, from the NGO and business, will be to interconnect with each other, making sure that we form a supportive mesh of an ecosystem, you know, that supports not just programs like the NCP, but a much broader government agenda, be it in international education, be it in trade, research or innovation. At the Department of Foreign Affairs, we actually see great opportunities to help build existing relationships with each of you and to kind of ensure that this even stronger ecosystem of institutions gets stronger and they translate government policy formulation to implementation and to better manage cross-agency initiatives. So we know that we do a lot of good work in isolation, but if we could work together, then effectively we deliver a much better, longer-term quality product. And effectively what our minister wants to do is to ensure that, to use our minister's quote, in taking the long view, there is more we can do together to be creative in how we engage with each other, even in ways in which our universities and businesses collaborate, taking advantage of our unique strengths and expertise. As I mentioned, we have great partnerships. One of the organizations that I will mention is Mitsui, for example. And I'll give you a quote from the chairman and CEO of Mitsui, who said, "The new Colombo plan gives us a way of giving back to Australia, which has hosted us so hospitably over the decades. Put simply, our academic and business partners, including NCP business champions that our minister has selected, we have something like 30 business champions, they play a vital role in advocating and promoting this program. For example, Mitsui and Queensland University of Technology have hosted six mobility students to attend a two-week immersion program at the Tokyo headquarters of Mitsui, which also includes site visits to other multinationals, Toyota, Kimitsu Steel, and the Australian Embassy. Through direct engagement with Mitsui's employees, mentors, and executives, you know, develop a comprehensive immersion program that will explore the Japan-Australia industry relations and provide participants with an unparalleled opportunity to gain insights into Japanese business etiquette, the customs and culture. That's just one example of our partnership agreements. I could talk to many, many, many examples. I mean, PricewaterhouseCoopers, we do a lot of work with PricewaterhouseCoopers, and in talking to one of our business champions, Andrew Parker, it was quite simple to say, well, if we are looking at these high-level, high-performing scholars, then it's a no-brainer. We effectively would like to have them as future PwC employees. That, you know, highlights the commitment we've had from the business community to say, tell us what can we do in partnership with academia, and we will work with you to create a larger footprint. So specifically, if we want to increase our footprint in Japan, we have organizations like Mitsui, like Fujitsu, who are asking us, tell us, show us, what could we do? We've had organizations like Oil Search, who already participate in big programs in PNG and across the Pacific. So there are endless opportunities. From where we sit at the Secretariat, we are really committed to facilitating and engaging in policy dialogue and to continue seeking substantial collaboration between academia and the business community. Our minister pretty much wants us to continue that dialogue and to bring those collaborations to fruition. Again, looking at what our minister is looking at in the context of sponsorships, in the context of shared knowledge and experiences, but also creating opportunities for those students who become part of the alumni group. So again, looking at that big picture, what could we do to support the alumni group who are going to be the future leaders and the future managers? You know, how do we engage? So we are looking at that linkages program where we look at the strengths of the inbound Australia Award scholars. How do we then create a mentorship model that has your new Colombo Plan scholars going out to Japan who may have already had inbound scholars? So all of a sudden you create that mentorship, you create that people-to-people linkage, institution-to-institution linkage. Just in concluding, we certainly want to help. I am more than happy to take any questions, but also am available via email. Our team goes out to academia, goes out to the business community, and so we would be happy to help in any form. Thank you.